Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. Today, we've got San back with us. Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thrilled to have you back on, as
Very
always.
Very excited. Thank you. I'm super excited to be back.
Good. I'm glad. We have got some really cool things to talk about today because you've got new products, which are just up my street, and I'm genuinely really excited from a personal point of view as well as a styles point of view to get into them. But since we've last had you on the pod, what have you been up to? What's going on?
It feels like it was, you know, quite a long time ago. It wasn't that long ago, but it's just been crazy busy, which is brilliant, which is what we want, you know, in our industry. We've come up with a brand new collection, listened to the market. That's the main thing. And curated this gorgeous collection, which obviously we'll go through later. You know, usual trade shows, road shows, you know, getting out there, seeing customers, just going back to basics on what works and just putting the garments in front of people, because as soon as they see it, feel it, try it.
That is the key.
That's it. It's not rocket science, but it's just back to basics and it works.
Yeah, 100%. It really works. We've done a few videos applicationing. We've done a few videos applying onto your like baby tee, which you're wearing, the new heavyweight, which we'll get into later. But they've all been super popular from a decorator point of view, which is of course what you make your products for.
No, and this is it. This is the and this is why we obviously, you know, we love partnering up with you guys, but we want that value add. We want to educate people and say, look, we want to make it easy for them, really, just to say, look, this is a product that we have and these all the different ways that you can print on it. Here's all the tests that we've done. We obviously partner up with you guys and can recommend, you know, your transfers, etc., and different techniques that they can use with you. So it's not just about, hey, here's a t-shirt in, you know, 100 odd colors. It's all the extra value you want to add to it.
100%. Yeah. And you guys do so much from a retail style point of view rather than just here's something that we think your customers are going to want. Like the thought that goes into your collections is one of the best I've seen across the industry, without a doubt. Even like the baby tee, the way we obviously had Zazie in last time to talk us through that one, and just silly things like the way that you've cut the crop longer at the front than the back, like who would think to do that? Like it's such an important thing for especially women to within their clothes. Like,
well, you know, and thank you. It is. It's very rare, which is, it shouldn't be rare in our industry. We should, you know, brands should listen to what's out there, what's selling, what are people wanting? What do they actually want to wear? And, you know, our owners, when we started the business, it was just Bella. So it was actually a women's only brand. We care about what women want. Shockingly, we don't all want to wear the same thing. We don't want to wear super uncomfortable men's t-shirts. Like, we do want to wear things that fit and flatter our shape. We're all different shapes and sizes. Yeah. And, you know, still being a privately owned company, our owners very, very much involved in the business. They look at what's going on in Europe, what's going on in the US in terms of like, what is selling in retail? What are this demographic and younger demographic wearing? What colors? What kind of fits? And then the other part of that is everything we have, the full collection is technically fit. So we do not, you know, produce any garments with wholesale sizing where it's literally like a box and doesn't fit very well. Sometimes it could be super short. Sometimes it's just not very flattering at all. Yeah. Whereas we're technically fit. So we have like your perfect size 10, 12, you know, 14, etc. model, where we have sleeves that don't wing out and the crop is a nice crop. It's not ridiculously short. And, you know, the front is slightly longer, like you say. And we just think of all these little things that people want and put them into practice.
Yeah. And from, I mean, obviously I can't speak from personal experience on this one, but from a male point of view as well, your styles aren't just basic t-shirt with the oversized fit that you've got, the color range that you've got, the different material blends. Like there's also so many options for men, despite the fact that, like you say, you originally just produced female garments.
Right. Yeah. So like I said, yeah, we did start as Bella and it was just women's only. 10 years after that, we introduced Canvas. So Canvas is your men's and unisex line. And of course, that's overtaken, you know, sales for Bella, which is great. We have seen a shift as well, just in terms of unisex sizing and styling. A lot of women do like a unisex fit, but it's still getting that fit right. You still want something that shows your shape, which isn't super, super oversized, you know? Yeah. And I see that in the industry. I see that, you know, other people, they haven't taken the time to see what's going on in retail and what actually fits perfectly. So if we produce a oversized t-shirt or an oversized hoodie, you know, the drop shoulder is going to be the right drop shoulder. It's not going to be super long where the sleeves are, you know, this
and you have to
hanging
roll them up.
Right.
And you look like a 5-year-old.
Exactly. We do not want to look like a 5-year-old.
No.
So this is it. Just little things like that. You know, these little touches, just getting that fit right, getting the fabric right, because
it just looks sleek and classy. When you get it right and you don't have to adjust what you're wearing, it works.
Yeah. And we were just saying this, just wearing a simple black t-shirt with a simple print like you're wearing today looks $1 million. Like, it looks so effortlessly chic. It does, but it's true. When, you know, you
Beth's like, oh God, here we go.
She's going to get a big head. Molly's head's not going to fit through the door. What am I doing? But, you know, it's true. It works. It just looks so sleek. And we were, you know, normally at the shows, we were exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing with our garments, because we've done the hard work. You don't have to go crazy trying to overcompensate it with like prints and things like that. You can keep it super simple, which is nice.
100%.
Yeah.
And they are so easy to print, which is obviously one of the main reasons that we love working with you guys, not just from a retail style point of view, but the ease of decorating. And we'll get into that in a little bit. The reason I'm really excited to talk about the new product line isn't just because of the style and the fit and, it's something that you've kind of done before, but you haven't really. Like, the tee is obviously part of the collection that came out first.
Right.
But this whole collection is quite new for you.
Yeah.
But also the sort of trending industry that it fits into. So like the music merch side of things.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to talk about that because that's just like amazingly cool for our industry.
Right.
We've been chatting for a little while, just rambling, but let's actually talk about the new collection now.
Yeah,
so
sure.
What is it and what's involved?
Okay, so we have a brand new heavyweight collection that we've launched. It's a 7-piece collection.
Mm-hmm.
We've really taken our time with this collection to get it perfect, like correct for what the customer actually wants. We've listened, and there's 3 major kind of factors that we've taken away from feedback. And when I say feedback, that can be like from regular customers. It can also be from our huge labels that we work with, music labels all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, what works for them and what they're looking for. And the 3 major factors are: it must have a super luxurious feel to it. It has to have a real nice weight, but getting that weight is very, it's like a sweet spot.
It really is.
You know, I've seen other, you know, brands out there where it's super heavy, which I guess they think
it's
that's what the
customer... It's too hot though when you're wearing
this
it.
This is it.
Yeah.
It has to be layerable. The whole collection that we have is all layerable. So you can wear a t-shirt with the hoodie and it feels comfortable. We don't want you to wear just the hoodie and, you know, get super, super hot like that.
And then not be able to take it off because you haven't got anything on underneath.
Right. Please don't go around naked. Please. So we have, you know, getting that right was really important. We use heirloom combed and ring spun cotton, just like with our regular collection.
Yeah.
So you're getting the softest cotton available and it just feels great on the skin. The second part is the fit. So like I mentioned, technically fit, you have to get that right. Being a relaxed, oversized collection anyway, and it's all unisex too, getting the fit is really important for a man, a woman, you know, whatever your gender is, it has to look good and fit very well. And the last part is, which is really, really important, is like I just briefly mentioned there, everything's unisex. So this collection is unisex and it's size inclusive.
Yeah.
So we found, just from our research, because it is a, like I said, relaxed collection anyway, a relaxed fit, people tend to, and I know I do this, if I want a oversized hoodie, I'm actually going to, you know, size up
100%.
Right. Who wants to sit there in an uncomfortable, you know, tight hoodie or t-shirt if you're going for this type of collection?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be super size inclusive. And it's the first time that we've taken the full size range, just like the US. So most of this collection is from an extra small to a 4XL.
Wow. So there's literally everything is covered.
Everything is covered. All bases are covered. So that was really, really important to us. Whereas we found, you know, some on the market maybe don't go up as high or their fit is a little bit off. So you have to go up. But then, you know, with the length, etc.
Yeah, it doesn't quite look like right, doesn't
it? No. Mm. So getting all those three factors, the fabric, the luxurious fabric and, you know, feel of it, the fit, the technical fit, and then having the size options is just so important.
Yeah, you have covered everything with this collection. And like you were saying with the oversized stuff,
yeah,
I find now when something is like oversized, sometimes right. it can be too big.
Absolutely.
And you put it on and you're like, it drowns you.
Exactly.
We've had that happen a couple of times before. Yeah. We've ordered tees and they've arrived and we've been like, I said this on a podcast before, but Andy wears a small in one of them. And I'm like, without being rude, that's not right. I'm like, that's, he laughs. He's like, oh, it's great. My wife thinks that I can wear a size small. But like in general, right. you don't want that because no. you're going to order what you think is the right size. It's going to come or you send it out to the customer and it's totally not the right size. So having it be oversized appropriately and
right.
then having that option to size up
exactly.
is exactly what you need.
And that is it. That is why we've always had retail sizing. So that's yeah. been not anything revolutionary that we've done now. We've had this from the start when it wasn't even popular. Mm-hmm. If you go into a store and you are, say, a medium or whatever size you are, you'll be the exact same size in our garments. We're not yep. wholesale sizing. I'm sorry, but it is so off. We have to, and most brands should do this. They need to be retail sizing because most people now want things that they see in the store. They want yeah. the fit. They want the colors. They want the, you know, the styling. So if you don't evolve with what's going on, you're going to get left behind.
And also part of me feels like that's not really evolving. That's just what should be consistent
that
and standard across
right.
the world. Like
right.
a medium should be a medium. A large should be a large. It shouldn't be, oh, well, I'm a large in this store and a medium in
or
this store. Like
right.
that's not a size. That's no. you having to be custom to each brand,
right.
which for wholesale is really difficult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, we've done that from the start. It's super yeah. important, but especially with this new collection, mm-hmm. It's really important for us to get that fit right. Because like you say, it can easily, and we've seen it out there already on the market where it's just not quite right. So yeah, we have this 7-piece collection.
What are the colours?
So really cute colours. We're sorted. So we blacks and your dusts
oh,
and all
perfect.
Of this. We're
yeah.
good.
If I'm not in black, I'm in like neutrals. Right. So we're good. Beth's wearing neutrals behind the camera. We're all on brand today.
So absolutely sorted for us. I've split it into three separate sections.
Okay.
So we have a 260 GSM t-shirt option with a long sleeve too.
Mm-hmm.
A really weighty like t-shirt actually for us. So we noticed obviously in the market, the industry, you know, especially in Europe, the industry weight has gone up a bit. Now people are looking more towards like a 180, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
and up. We have our 145 GSM 3001 t-shirt, which you know,
wearing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. looks fantastic. Number one bestseller all around
it
the
is,
world.
Yeah, super universal.
Exactly. But, you know, and it does fantastically well in the US. It does great in Europe and the UK too. And we saw a shift in certain industries where they were wanting a slightly heavier option. So we came up with this collection, obviously, to fit that gap.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting off with the 260 GSM t-shirt, and it has a matching long sleeve. 4 colours at the moment, but we are adding more colours, but it's the correct colours. It's the colours that people are buying. And this is what's so important.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your black, white, asphalt, dust, the right colours.
Yep.
Again, completely size inclusive, so extra small to 4XL on these. And it's 100% heirloom combed and ring spun cotton. So perfect for any type of print technique, which mm-hmm. is great. Second part of this collection is our fleece. And when I say fleece, you know, I mean like hoodies, not yes. technical fleece climbing up a mountain.
Yeah, not
fleece.
Like Sherpa.
No. Although That's quite cozy,
yeah,
right?
That is quite a vibe.
We kind of need that today, but hey.
We'll take it to the board.
Take it to the owners.
Take it to the owners.
The fleece collection is a 350 GSM.
Wow,
so
okay.
nice and weighty for us again. Again, you know, unisex, full size inclusivity, so extra small to 4XL, exact
yeah.
same colours. So you can see we're building this colour story. So you can have a t-shirt with, you know, in, for example, dust, and you can get the exact same one in a hoodie, a sweatshirt or a sweatpant. So that's pretty cool for us.
Is it acceptable to wear joggers to work?
Let me know, Molly, because I am right behind you.
Work from home days, maybe.
Definitely work. That's the uniform for sure.
Oh,
and then
brilliant.
Last part of the collection is our 205 GSM Boxy Tee.
Which is this one.
Which is this one right here. Sam. Looks fantastic. 10 colorways, mm-hmm. so a really nice color offering. But again, the correct colors. So, you know, we have obviously natural soft pink, toast, which is not quite toast, but like toast, mm-hmm. you know, forest maroon, which is a huge color for the season.
Yeah.
And again, it comes with a matching long sleeve option. That one in music merch has been unreal. So we actually launched that product in springtime in the US. Mm-hmm. I can't even explain how amazingly it's done, because
we can't name names, but you will all know the tour that she's talking about.
Yes, there was a huge global tour this year, which I which I cannot name. And
we're not naming them.
They picked up a couple of colors on this t-shirt option. And yeah, I think even just from that, it was obviously amazing. But from that, we've had so many other like bands and artists mm-hmm. that have absolutely loved the fit, the feel of it, super on trend. It hits the, you know, it nods to the Y2K era with that type of t-shirt. And it's just perfection, because it isn't a carded open end t-shirt. It's 100% heirloom combed and ring spun cotton. So yes, it nods to the Y2K era, the 90s era.
Right. It's not heavy.
It's not scratchy. It doesn't fit like ill-fitting. It fits fantastically well. Mm-hmm. And we've just re-engineered that whole era. I just hit the right spot. So yeah, we're really excited.
You, as a brand, Bella Canvas really is supporting this industry and like leading the way in trends, because heading into 2025, we're only going to see more of this.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to see what's, I know we're talking about heavyweight today, but what's coming next, because everything you do and everything that you release, I'm like, that's just such a good idea. Right. Why didn't anyone else think of that? Like,
it, you know, and thank you. Like, it we've always been known to be, you know, we were the ones that had the 40 single in the Tri-Blend t-shirts. We were the first brand to ever have a black heather color in our CVC tee. And when I say black heather, it's the darkest heather that you could get before you hit solid black.
Yeah.
Just things like that. We were the first to launch a color range called Prism colors, which were absolutely gorgeous. You know, those pastel tones in the right, that heathery kind of texture looks amazing. So yeah, we have been known. We work really hard. Our team is incredible. They monitor everything that's going on, not just in the US. They look at everything that's going on in Europe, in the UK, and kind of put that together and work out what is going to be big. Mm-hmm. This year was unbelievable for us, especially with, you know, the Baby Rib collection. Yeah. We were like the first brand to basically come up with this collection at the perfect time when it dropped in retail and everyone wanted it, you know, in wholesale. So music merch, again, obviously, people starting their own brands, print on demand customers. This has done fantastically well.
Yeah, that's the other thing with the Baby Rib collection as well, is that you, if you're starting a business, one of the things that you obviously opt for is a t-shirt.
Yeah.
But if like I was to start a brand, for example, I wouldn't just want to sell boxy t-shirts. No. I'd be like, that's not fashion to me. That's like a style. That's one thing. And a lot of people have successful businesses just doing t-shirts and hoodies. Great. Good on them. I support that. But there are so many different types of markets out there that you need to be able to cater for.
Sure.
And this is one of the first I've seen like it that sort of caters for that market.
So, you know, we see a huge rise in your TikTok influencers 100%. Or your, you know, your Instagrammers and what have you. And what are they wearing? They're wearing Baby Rib. They're not wearing, you know, your traditional kind of like basic color option t-shirt. They're trying something different. They want things, or they're producing items that are in the retail space now, and we are always the first to do it, you know, which is great, because we, you know, we get that success. You can't launch a Baby Rib collection in, you know, in 2, 3, 4 years time when people have moved on and are trying a different trend. So
exactly, you got to jump on it while it's there.
You have to. And we've always been really, really good at that. And that really does go down to the owners, because they are so involved and they want to bring whatever's going on in retail into the wholesale space super, yeah. super quick. So, yeah.
So you've kind of already answered this question, but just to recap over it, what is different about this collection than what Bella Canvas have released in the past?
Yeah, so it is super different from what we have. This is obviously a heavier collection mm-hmm. anyway. So like I said, the t-shirts start from a 205 GSM in this collection up to a 260. Mm-hmm. And then we have our fleece collection, which is a 350 GSM. This is like a super retail type of collection. Mm-hmm. So customers that are wanting what's out there. When you see other brands like in that space, like Off-White or Stussy, or, you know, really like cool streetwear mm-hmm. brands, that is what people are wearing. You go into town and you have a look around you, and that is the vibe. Yeah. That is what people want. So it is for those types of people. Obviously, anyone can purchase this. This can go in any industry.
Yeah.
But that is where we've kind of highlighted our demographic, that it's for creators. It's for people that want to put their designs and something really cool on that. And it's a walking advertisement for those people mm-hmm. that are super on trend with what is currently going on right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very different to, our regular traditional line, and which does fantastically well and serves everyone. And I say all of that to say that actually, if you just have a customer that wants a heavier t-shirt in black, for example, of course they could use this. So this can go literally anywhere.
Yeah, it's not like if you're going to use one, you have to use the whole collection. No. Like each individual piece will fit on its own as well.
Right. Super competitive pricing on this. It's unreal, which we've managed to do. And it isn't really that much more than other brands out there, which is great for us. So like I said, yes, it's for, you know, retail or your music merch or print on demand or people starting their own brands and all of that. It fits mm-hmm. perfectly within that vibe. But like I said, if you have a corporate customer or a workwear customer that wants a black t-shirt, which is significantly weightier than what's out there, this is a great fit and option for them.
I think that's such a good point, though, because even if you are in corporate, for example, I've always said that a lot of the retail trends are coming through to that world as well now, because it's not just retail v corporate. It's
right.
people that would buy and wear retail on the weekends are right. working in that industry.
Yeah.
And if you're working for a company that's supplying you with apparel, you're not going to want to wear something really basic or,
no.
you know, you want to wear something that reflects your personality, that you feel comfortable and confident in.
Right.
And okay, that might not necessarily be a full-on tracksuit, but
no.
there's definitely room for maneuver when it comes to like the heavier weight, like sweatshirts versus like exactly. your basic sweat or something exactly. like that. So I think regardless of whether it's retail or corporate, there's always going to be a way to incorporate this for your staff members as well.
No, I agree. I completely agree. And it's so funny because, you know, we work with such huge corporate industries, like Google's one of our customers,
yeah.
Apple a big customer of ours. You know, these are massive global customers all around the world. They're tech customers, obviously, super corporate, and they wear Bella Canvas. Their staff uniform is Bella Canvas.
Like, they have to look presentable, they have to look right. smart, but that doesn't mean that they can't wear this kind of apparel as well.
And they choose the garments because they fit well. Mm-hmm. They're super soft on people's skin. It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
And they last forever, which is what we want. It's not a throwaway garment. We're a sustainable company. So they're built to last. This is nothing new. It's just, we want you to wash and wear for years and years to come. And we've always stuck with that.
Yeah. And, you know, for companies like that, or if you're starting your brand, whatever your industry may be, you are decorating these. They're built to be decorated on. And mm-hmm. with the quality and the longevity of Bella Canvas products, you, of course, need to know that the decoration is going to stay on
Absolutely.
There for just as long. So
Absolutely.
By choosing, you know, a transfer like the ones that we make here at Styles, you know, we've got a wide variety of options. Mm-hmm. They are guaranteed, if you apply them correctly with the right application instructions, they will outlast the garment. And like you're saying, how long the garment's going to last
right.
for. So that product
right.
packaged together will literally last forever. Like, exactly. Well, not literally, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, for sure.
People will probably get bored of it and throw it away before it starts to deteriorate.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's why it's super important for us. Like you say, it's a walking advertisement for these companies. That is their walking logo, advertisement, billboard, whatever you want to call it. So do you want to make sure the print looks fantastic and it is on there and it looks the best that it can look, because most of the time when you're wearing a garment, people are looking at the fit and also what's on it, what's that print on there. They're trying to read it, they're trying to see what it is, and you know, it's very important.
Yeah. And with like the heavyweight tees that you've got, obviously our new Inktra screen printed product, that is perfect for that kind of garment, because it's our best feeling product.
Right.
It's super, I don't want to say thin, but like it feels like it's in the garment. That it's not like a print on it.
Yeah.
It's clear carrier, it's hot peel, it's everything decorators want.
Right.
And it's perfect for those, like the one color screen print, like music merch tees, or it is that product. And yeah, it just has the best look and feel to it on those kind of t-shirts, especially.
I think it ties in just perfectly, and it's just a great partnership for sure.
100%. Yeah. So, I mean, you've already kind of answered this one, but the markets you're predicting these to go into, kind of everything, really.
There
we've kind of covered that one.
No, there isn't. We can't, you know, yes, we, these are, you know, or traditionally, this is where this type of garment has, or this type of collection, sorry, has gone into these types of markets.
Mm.
But like I always say to people, at the end of the day, it's a heavier black t-shirt. So, that could go anywhere. That could go anywhere and everywhere. So I never like to say, oh, it's just for this particular type of industry.
No.
It's not.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
The hardest thing is to get it in certain industries like retail and music. That's super hard, because your product has to be basically retail quality. It has to fit fantastically and it has to feel so soft.
Yeah,
and it's not easy for brands to do that. And luckily for us, we've always done that. Mm. And that's why it's very, very successful in those industries. But in other industries where sometimes, you know, traditionally it was a cheap throwaway t-shirt, they're changing now. They want something that is maybe slightly heavier because they're in, you know, different conditions. They're out there outside in all different types of weather. So they want options. So, you know, maybe a 3000 one would be a seasonal option for them, and they could go with more of a heavier option in the winter, like whatever it may be. It can fit into a lot of industries. And that's why I always say, yes, we're always known as more of like a fashion brand and, you know, really on trend with what's going on in the retail space. But please don't forget, if you want a fantastic looking garment that fits well, it feels so soft on the skin and it's built to last, there's no reason why this can't go into anywhere.
100%. And especially with things like we were saying, like music merch for tours and things, people purchase those kind of t-shirts as memorabilia. Like they want to keep them.
Yes.
It's a memory of that particular event. They don't want something that a year or two down the line they're going to have to throw away and think, I spent like all that money. Because they're not cheap, music merch t-shirts.
No, absolutely not.
Like, you're going to want to keep them.
Right. And I'm in the industry. But, you know, if I see a Bella Canvas tee and tour, I can't help it. I'm going to spend my money.
You're like, I know how much this costs, but I'm going to do it anyway.
But it's nice. It's like you say, it's the memory. So when you wear that again, or when you see it, you have all those memories of when you went, you know, to that tour or whatever it was. And it's nice. It's important. And I think, you know, you want a garment that's built to last. You don't want it on a garment that just, you don't really want to wear.
Exactly. You know? No. So when are these new products available in the UK? Are they available now? Are they out?
We have started. Yeah, we've started shipping already, which is brilliant.
Exciting.
So officially everything will be ready to go for January. But we have already started shipping. So we're all good. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. That's so exciting.
Very exciting.
And obviously San is in the building today. She's in the Innovation Centre. So we are going to be recording some application videos, some more in-depth looks at each individual product. Yeah. So if you want a close-up look, if you want to see all the features, all of the different technical aspects and learn how to heat apply to any of them, we are going to do that for every single piece in this collection. We have already done the 205 GSM heavyweight tee when Zazie was here last time.
Yeah.
That is actually one of our recent videos and it's doing very well. So that's currently on YouTube for anyone that wants to check that out. But yeah, we're going to cover the other six pieces today, and
for sure,
that will be coming out over 2025. So Is there anything else we've missed? I feel like that's kind of the wrap on today's podcast. Yeah, is there anything else you want to mention?
Sweet. I mean, you guys, we do a great job with you guys. We've already talked about in the past, you know, the process of making a garment, mm-hmm. you know, and the fact that we are a sustainable company. And we're completely factory transparent. We've just been awarded the Fair Labor Association accreditation, which was super important to us.
Nice. Yeah.
So all of this information is on our website, which is bellacanvas.com. I think we've covered a lot, but to be honest with you, this collection, we're just so excited. And, you know, I just feel like it's just something fresh, new, and really what the customer wants.
Yeah.
I think that's the sweet spot in this collection.
I think that's a perfect note to end it on. So thank you very much, Sand, for joining
me
today. It's been great to have you as
thank
always.
You.
And for everybody watching, thank you very much as well. Don't forget to like and subscribe on whatever platform you are watching on. And we'll be back with another episode very, very soon.